Spencer Chase here at the 85th National FFA Convention talking with Pat Driscoll at Farm American. And Pat, Farm American just presented a check of $10,000 to the FFA Alumni Association. And that's something that's really going to be assist in their program development. But what was it about the National FFA Alumni that Farm American thought they needed the help?
Well, you know, there's a little bit of personal involved in this. As a former FFA member from Michigan, a state vice president a long time ago, it was a priority of mine to get FFA and FFA alumni involved in the Farm American effort. Alumni is dedicated to advocacy, and Farm American is an advocacy program. It made sense to work together on this effort. Of course, nobody can do any of it without dollars. And as Farm American is able to generate some sponsorships and partnerships to help fund its efforts, it made sense for us to share that income with the FFA alumni then so that they could carry out their advocacy efforts too.
And let's talk a little bit about Farm American now. When did you guys get started, and what's really your mission as your company?
Farm American got rolling 4 years ago, and it was under a different name. It's gone through a couple of different morphs, and originally it was called Car of the Heartland, official Car of the American Farmer. The whole point of the program, though, has never changed. The program is all about building a relationship between America's farm and ranch families and the consumer. It's a whole different approach. There's been a lot of advocacy programs over the years. What really separates this one, though, is how it does it. We're not teaching. We're not preaching. We're not reacting to some sort of a headline. We're out there engaging consumers in a recreational environment. And we're using celebrity-type platforms, whether it's NASCAR or one of our famous farmers like Steve Azar, who is here today. They use their celebrity to get the public's attention through a recreational environment. And then we take real-life farmers and ranchers who are unscripted, who are not actors or actresses, and we put them out in front of the celebrities to build this relationship. We're not talking about specific commodities. We're not talking about specific geographic areas. It's just a simple relationship that we're trying to build between these real-life farmers and ranchers and the consuming public. Through that relationship, everything else will flow. Everything we want them to know will happen once the relationship is in place. But it's got to happen through a recreational environment. The consumer is overwhelmed these days with people preaching and teaching to them. It's got to happen through a recreational environment in their house, what they want to do. So we're having fun out there with consumers at various different levels.
So it sounds like kind of a more proactive and relaxed approach is really what's made Farm American successful. But where is it that you see Farm American going within, you know, 5 or 10 years?
You know, we'd like to see the program branch out. Right now, our professional sport is NASCAR, and that became started out that way because of our relationship with Furniture Row Racing, which is one of the NASCAR Cup teams. And that's still going to be a core part of what we do. But, you know, we've started looking 5 years down the road, and how do we grow and expand this? And, you know, there's a look at the Minor League Baseball Association and some other professional sports. What other retail organizations can we partner with? Cabela's might be a natural fit for us to reach the outdoors consumer. Our famous farmer program is something that's new to Farm American. We want more famous farmers involved. And what the famous farmer program is are these celebrities who come to us and say, we love what you're doing. Can we support it? And we say, yes, this is what you do. You're not the star. You're not a spokesperson. We're just going to use your celebrity to get their attention. And then we put farmers and ranchers out in front of you. And we've got Steve Azar, country music star, 2011 Miss America. Teresa Scanlon is one of our famous farmers. Comedian Drew Hastings is one of our famous farmers. The very first celebrity that called us and wanted to explore getting involved with us was Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs.
Okay.
And so we want to really blow that part of the program up, too, because every one of these celebrities has their own niche in society, and they can give us an avenue into that niche. So those are some of the things that we want to see happen in the next 3 to 5 years.
And what about your relationship with the FFA organization? I imagine a program such as this can really be, you know, as we saw today, can really help in the sponsoring end of things. But also, I got to imagine this is something that a lot of FFA members might be interested in. And you know, is that something your program is seeking to where maybe an FFA member could involve this organization as well?
You know, The short answer is yes. We have taken a look at a lot of different ways that we might be able to get FFA members involved. We're even kicking around how do we allow people to donate to this effort, farmers and ranchers, whoever it is, individually, and make that a fundraiser effort for FFA chapters, where maybe somebody buys a $10 membership in a Farm American program, and $5 of that $10 stays in the local chapter. There's a lot of different things that we're looking at right now. For the time being, the best thing to do is just to talk about the program, continue to build the awareness of it, and build that grassroots support that agriculture is so good at doing, and just keep everybody up to speed on what's happening, and stay tuned. We're going to have some interactive components in this for chapters and individual members.
That's Pat Driscoll with Farm American at the 85th National FFA Convention. I'm Spencer Chase.